إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in a hadith Qudsi narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and which is in Imam Musnad, Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi and Nasai and Ibn Majah and Abu Dawud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the first of the actions of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the first of the actions of my slave that will be accounted for on the day of judgment is Salah. And if that account is successful, then his hisab is successful. If in that account he fails, then he has failed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that if there is some deficiency that is found in his fard Salah, then the malaika will be told, look for any nafil salah that he has done and make up that deficiency. So if there is anything missing in the first salah where we should have prayed, we have not prayed, then if there are any nawafil, then they will be used to make up for that. But if, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the same thing will happen to all the other actions. For example, if there is something missing in zakat, then it will be taken from sadaqat and so on. If something is missing in the fasting of Ramadan, then this will be taken from the nawafil fasts and so forth. I remind myself and you that what if there are no nawafil? So not only is our fard deficient in the fact that we should have prayed, we didn't pray, but also there is no nafil. Then what happens? So it is not only important to ensure that we fulfill the faraid, that we pray the first salah at the right time, and similarly the fasting of Ramadan and zakat and so on, but also to make sure that we have some extra in terms of nawafil that we pray, whether it is any salah which is other than fard is nafil. So therefore we must make sure we pray nawafil. Now today, many times you find that people do not even pray the sunnah muakkada, which is after the fard salah. Now, the ulama, the fatawa that I have read, they are all agreed upon that the sunnah muakkada, that is the sunnah after the fard or before the fard, as the case might be, depending on the salah, this is at the same level. In terms of importance, it is like the fard. It's not a fard salah, but in terms of importance, it is like the fard. And they have said that this sunnah must be prayed. If the time of the fard salah has not finished, then this sunnah must be prayed, whether it is prayed in the masjid or at home or wherever. So, for example, if the sunnah of Zuhr, the four before the salah or four before the fard or two after the fard, if you are not able to pray them in the masjid, then you must pray them in your office or your home or wherever, because before the time of Zuhr finishes. Now, it is more beneficial to pray the sunnah and the nawafil at home. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not make the home into a cemetery, into a graveyard, that you do not pray any salah. So therefore, if somebody leaves the masjid after fard salah, it does not mean that he is not going to pray sunnah. Inshallah, the person will pray, but that person knows why he left and he knows what he is going to do. So just praying the fard and going away and not praying sunnah, this is definitely, it's a direct contravention of what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, and therefore it becomes a major sin that you are deliberately leaving the sunnah. To leave a sunnah deliberately, knowingly, is haram. It is a major sin to leave a sunnah deliberately. Now that's for any sunnah. And if you, what about sunnah salah then? I mean, that's even more important. So definitely we must pray the sunnah. The only thing is that there is no khada for sunnah, there is khada for fard. But the sunnah must be prayed before the time of the salah is over. So say the time for Zuhr, say it finishes by 3:30 or something, before that time we should finish the sunnah of Dhuhr, if that is the one which we missed. So the issue of hisab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to save us from all hisab. The issue of hisab is, as in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, If there is a deficiency, meaning if the number of salah is not made, then this will be made up from the nawafil. So therefore, whether it is salah, whether it is fasting, whether it is zakat, let us make sure that not only do we fulfill the fard, but we also do something more so that there is some stock for it to be made up from. Now, in addition to that, whatever is left, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy and not to take hisab and to make up that stock from His generosity, inshaAllah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.